Good morning and welcome to Simply Mars. It's Monday, April 15th. On today's show, UH Manoa engineers design a rover that could be roaming on Mars, and NASA is about to make a big announcement about Mars. Here's what we know, plus stay tuned for more exciting news from the Red Planet. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Mars. We start off with an exciting story about a team of undergraduate students from the University of Hawaii at Manoa who are one step closer to potentially deploying a robotic rover to explore Mars. The team, called Robotic Space Exploration, or ROSE, is headed to Utah in late May to compete in the University Rover Challenge, the world's premier robotics competition for college students. For more on this exciting development, we turn to our Simply Mars correspondent, Abby. Tell us more about this rover the students have designed.
That's right, David. The ROSE team has been hard at work designing and building a rover that could one day roam the surface of Mars. The rover is equipped with a variety of sensors and instruments to help it navigate the challenging Martian terrain and conduct scientific experiments. Some key capabilities include cameras for stereo vision, a robotic arm for collecting samples, and a suite of spectrometers for analyzing the composition of rocks and soil.
Fascinating. And what will the team need to do at the upcoming University Rover Challenge in Utah?
The University Rover Challenge is designed to simulate a real Mars mission. Teams must remotely operate their rovers to complete a series of tasks in the Utah desert, which serves as an analog for the Martian environment. The tasks are intended to test the rover's mobility, dexterity, and ability to collect and analyze samples. Teams are also judged on their scientific approach and the technical merits of their rover designs.
It sounds like the competition will be a real test of the ROSE team's skills and preparation. How have they been getting ready?
The team has been putting in long hours refining their rover design, testing components, and practicing operating the rover remotely. They've also been studying the Martian environment and developing scientific objectives for their mission. It's a highly interdisciplinary effort, with students from fields like engineering, computer science, geology, and physics all working together.
And if they do well at the University Rover Challenge, what's next for the ROSE team?
A strong performance in Utah would certainly catch the attention of NASA and other space agencies that are planning future Mars missions. There's a possibility that elements of the ROSE rover design could be incorporated into real missions further down the line. At the very least, the experience will prepare these students to be the next generation of Mars explorers, whether as engineers designing the rovers or as scientists analyzing the data they collect.
Thanks, Abby, for that fascinating report on the future of Mars exploration happening right here in Hawaii. Speaking of Mars missions, NASA's Mars Sample Return mission has been facing some challenges recently, but the space agency is set to announce its recommendations for moving forward with the ambitious project. The mission, which has been ongoing for several years, aims to bring back pristine samples of Martian rock collected by the Perseverance rover. Here with more details is our Simply Mars correspondent. Can you give us a quick overview of what's been happening with the Mars Sample Return mission?
The Mars Sample Return mission has been a key goal of international planetary exploration for the past two decades. NASA's Perseverance rover, which landed on Mars in February 2021, has been diligently collecting compelling science samples that will help scientists understand the geological history of Mars, the evolution of its climate, and even prepare for future human explorers. However, an independent review last year determined that the program had unrealistic budget and schedule expectations, an unwieldy structure, and was not arranged to be led effectively. This led to budget cuts and layoffs at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, which is leading the mission.
That sounds like a significant setback for such an important mission. What impact have these budget cuts and layoffs had on the project?
The budget cuts and layoffs have raised concerns that the Mars Sample Return mission may be axed altogether, potentially leaving the valuable samples collected by Perseverance stranded on the Martian surface. NASA has reduced spending on the mission and laid off a large number of workers and contractors from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. This has led to some alarm within the scientific community, as the return of these samples is considered crucial for advancing our understanding of Mars and the search for signs of ancient life on the Red Planet.
Despite these setbacks, NASA is set to announce its recommendations for moving forward with the Mars sample return mission. What can we expect from this announcement?
NASA's upcoming announcement offers a glimmer of hope for the future of the Mars sample return mission. The agency recognizes the importance of this project, stating that the return of the samples will help in the search for signs of ancient life on Mars. The current plan involves launching an orbiter in 2027, a lander in 2028, and having the pristine Mars samples arrive on Earth by 2033. The scientific community is eagerly awaiting NASA's recommendations, hoping that they will provide a way to meet these timelines and ensure the success of this groundbreaking mission.
NASA's recommendations will clearly play a crucial role in determining the future of the Mars sample return mission at this critical juncture. Thanks for the insights. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Mars. We'll see you back here tomorrow.